What about the prerequisite of developed capitalism? Didn't Marx say that capitalism has to be quite advanced in its development before you could bring socialism? Well, capitalism was further ahead in Western Europe, but the Bolsheviks argued that it had developed sufficiently in Russia. Lenin argued this in The Development of Capitalism in Russia. And it is worth noting that Russia in 1917 was as advanced as Germany in 1848 when Marx considered it to be ripe. Marx argued in 1848 and before and after that Germany, being one of the more advanced countries at the time, was ideal for bringing socialism. A more backward country was less ideal, but Germany in 1848 was well advanced enough. And Russia, although it was behind Germany by 1917, had certainly caught up to where Germany had been in 1848. Again, as a quick note, it wasn't to be capitalism and bourgeois rights that would allow the evolution towards the communist society. There had to be the in-between step of the dictatorship of the proletariat or the worker state with a plan. The production without any definite plan of capitalist society capitulates to the production upon a definite plan of the invading socialist society, and that is the to each according to his work stage or the lower phase of communism. Well, so how would this transformation occur? Well, after seizing power through revolution, the vanguard would give the workers, the people, control over the resources, creating a worker state. This would be able to usher in an era of enlightenment and abundance because, as the workers learn to govern the resources and rationally control them, they would fulfill Marx's prerequisites. They would learn to govern and develop as individuals.